Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rare do we end up talking to Sal when he is on the road, but that is the case with the Bills playing a weeknight game. He made it. Well, I should let Sal tell us. Sal, have you made it to Houston?
Yes, a little bit later, I guess, than I anticipated. A lot of times these airports are a lot closer to the hotels. Was a little bit further, even with a police escort. You know, you go to these big cities around rush hour. You know, it's not the easiest, and then timely, I should say. And then got here, and I'm actually on a nice walk. It's 83 degrees and very little humidity, so it's really nice out here in Houston right now. So, yeah, it made it here, and, you know, talking with you guys now, this is the only game of the season where the Bills are playing outside the Eastern time zone, so an hour behind you guys.
Right. Second Thursday night game, going back to the Miami home game early in the season. We've talked about this many times over the years, but what are the sort of the actual challenges the Bills face having to turn it from Sunday afternoon to not only Thursday night, but travel in between?
Yeah, I asked Sean McDermott in his weekly radio program today if a 24-hour rule after a game turns into a 12-hour rule. He laughed and said, yes, basically it does. You don't have time to really go back and look at everything from the last game like you normally would. They'll go over some film, but it's not like a normal Monday. Monday is really prepping for the next game, whereas usually Monday is kind of looking back at the previous game. You still do a little bit of that, but you got to get ready. And the team actually was on the field doing a little walkthrough on Monday already, starting a game plan for the Houston Texans. And then, of course, on Tuesday, they had a lighter practice. They considered it a walkthrough, even though it was a little bit more of a practice. Today, they did some stuff at the team facility before they got on the plane to head here. And then, as you're right, Mike, it's different when you're traveling, especially 3 hours, right? I mean, like, this isn't to New York for a Thursday night game, and you have to really adjust. You know you're going to be in the air. You don't have time to be at the facility and do the things you need. And then, of course, the injury situation comes into play, and that's going to just vary throughout the years on everybody. And honestly, it probably impacts the Houston Texans more than the Bills today because, you know, if, according to John Harris, sideline guy for the Texans, who's a friend of mine, he was on with Zach today, he told me on his show, and then he also said to Zach today that if this game was on Sunday, C.J. Stroud is probably playing. But because it's Thursday night, he couldn't clear concussion protocol in time, and he's already missed a couple games. So it was trending towards that. So that's the challenges that these teams have.
Yeah. Sal, thinking about the time crunch here for both teams, I might guess that through the year, maybe different assistants take turns, or maybe just there's someone in each area of the team that maybe is doing work on Houston knowing that there's going to be a time crunch? Because you don't have the time to do all the normal stuff, but you're still going to want to put a plan together and attack, you know, what you perceive as weaknesses and avoid strengths and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm guessing here that some of that gets done gradually through the previous 10 weeks.
100%. And that's actually true in all cases, Bulldog, but I would think even more so for a Thursday, but even more so for an unfamiliar opponent, right? It's not like you're playing a division team tonight where you've already seen them once. So that absolutely does happen. That's the advanced scouting team. Their responsibility is to look, you know, how many weeks ahead, even maybe the whole season ahead, get some notes on players. And then as the game starts to get closer, you put all that together. And then as soon as Monday comes around, that's how you start to present it to the coaching staff so they can formulate a game plan. So all that has to be done already. And now, you know, now it's time to just go out there and play. I will say, though, on a Thursday game, you'll hear players say this. Even Josh said this against the Dolphins, even though they know them very well back in week three. There's not a lot of time to put new stuff in. Like, it's basically you do your stuff, they do their stuff, and whoever's going to be better at it. If you want to put in a wrinkle or two, that's fine. But really, I mean, you got to just get ready to play, and you got to get your body right. You can't – to example is the Bills. They're in these two walkthroughs, essentially. They don't have time in those walkthroughs to do like that, to put in new wrinkles. They just have to basically get their game plan installed and go play football.
Bills up to -6 at spots on the road here, and that's a lot of respect for them, or a lack of respect for Houston, given all of this, the logistics. And it wasn't like the Bills were crushing everybody. They did have a win, of course, on Sunday. Seems like a lot to me, Sal, with the Thursday night on the road and Houston's defense and everything, lower scoring games with the Texans. The bettors think the Bills are a pretty good favorite here.
I'm guessing that has a lot to do with Stroud. You know, you're playing a backup quarterback. Just remember, though, I mean, Davis Mills has won two games in a row, and he's thrown the ball close to 90 times over the last two games and like 110 times over the last three games. It's crazy. They're not afraid to throw the ball at them, but they're not putting up a lot of points. And this is, I think, more about C.J. Stroud than anything else. Interesting, no, I don't think this has anything to do with the gambling line, but I learned today from John that apparently the Texans have not won a Thursday night game under DeMeco Ryans. So I just sometimes when he's only been there a few years, but I do wonder when a coach has been at a place a while and you have that kind of record, is that because there's something they are doing or not doing, you know, differently that maybe they could be doing to help their team? So really interesting. I just find that really interesting.
So much focus, Sal, on the wide receiver core here for years, if you want it, I guess, but we don't have to really focus on that right now. Obviously, with what happened last Sunday and Keon Coleman being inactive, now we know no Hardman, no Samuel. I've thought, and we talked about this earlier today, and I bet we talked about it with you yesterday or the day before, I feel like Elijah Moore is a Samuel replacement. I'm saying a lot of words here. Really, all I should do is spit it out. What do you think about Keon Coleman getting back in the lineup? Would you bet on it or bet against it?
Bulldog, I'm going to say that I think there's a chance he's inactive again. I don't know. It's a really good question for me, because even if I look at the roster, and you could take a look at, because you laid it out right, Samuel and Hardman are out. But really, Hardman really is just a kick returner, punt returner. Right. He kind of doesn't factor. And they did just sign Brandon Codrington back to the practice squad. So that tells me he could very well be elevated to be that guy. Well, then you only get one more elevation, and to me, you're going to do that with Gabe Davis, unless you feel that maybe Gabe has too quick of a turnaround after being off so long, but he was so good for the offense. You elevate Gabe. I don't really know. By the way, elevations won't come out until tomorrow, even though it's the day before a game. Today, the Thursday night game, not until tomorrow. So I just look at the numbers and go, okay, if Moore is in for Samuel and you do elevate Gabe, where is the number? Where do you put Keon Coleman, especially after last week, how functional the offense was? And let's be quite honest. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Tyrell Shavers did everything you would hope Keon Coleman would do for you on Sunday. So I don't know if I would bet for or against it. I think it is pretty much an even money bet here.
Yeah, when we talked about this earlier today, where I arrived was his way back in, Coleman's way back in, is if they're worried about Davis and the quick turnaround. Because I think if he's healthy enough to go again and be elevated, then I think that's Coleman's spot. Shavers is never coming out. That was true before Coleman got benched. Remember, we would talk about the numbers at receiver and Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel, you know, one or the other sort of taking turns being inactive. Be like, well, what about Shavers? Well, he's core special teams, and nobody else in the receiving core does that. So he's pretty much got, you know, he's got a spot written in permanent ink. Yeah, I think Davis would have to be, you know, worrisome for them in order for Coleman. My view is that's Coleman's way back in.
And let's remember, Khalil Shakir has not practiced this week. We know now the reason is because his wife and him, they had a baby. So congratulations to them, but he hasn't practiced. He's off the injury report. So that means he should be good to go and, you know, at the game, playing in the game, but he has been dealing with the ribs and the ankle. So if you want to say, well, yeah, but you could just have Shakir return punts. We talked about this last week. I don't know if you want him doing that right now. I mean, he clearly was not himself last week. He had one catch for -3 yards and he clearly wasn't himself. So I think that spot's got to go to Codrington at this point, and then you're just kind of in a numbers crunch right there.
Sal, what is the upside for Shavers? Was Sunday it? You get a big play, you get a couple more catches. It was a career day for him. Is he somebody that you think can keep doing that kind of output?
That might be a lot to ask, Mike, to keep doing that kind of output. I do think that's the upside, but I wouldn't doubt that he could do that again at some point. I don't think you can expect that on a week-to-week basis, but I do think that that's the kind of receiver he can be, which is he'll be available to make a few catches for you, and then maybe he'll get down the field on a play here or there like he did in that scramble drill, and he scored the touchdown. You know, so maybe it might not be another 40-plus-yard touchdown when it happens, but I do think he has the ability to get down the field. He is a fast guy. He doesn't look it. He's a long strider. He's like a 4.4 guy, basically. I went back and looked. I think at either Combine or Pro Day, one was in the 4.3s, one was like low 5.5s. So I'm 4.5s. I'm like, okay, so what do you take there? So he's probably a 4.4 plus guy, right? So that's fine. He's not slow. And I think because he understands the offense and the nuances of it and be available, you're going to get some balls thrown your way. And when you get balls thrown your way, you get opportunity.
How do you like the Bills' chances of handling Houston's edge rushers?
It's going to be tough. They're very, very good. I know Will Anderson's been a little nicked up here or there, but he's fabulous, obviously. They are the number one scoring defense in the NFL, less than 17 points a game. They're the number one yard defense in the NFL, less than 260 a game, I believe it is. They're like number three against the run, number three against the pass. It's just a really good, fundamentally sound, across-the-board defense. They're not going to do a ton of exotic stuff. They're just going to come at you. You're going to line up and say, we're better than you, and our guys can handle you one-on-one. Kind of reminds me a lot of the early 2000s Ravens defenses like that, right, where they just beat you up. That's what they do. That's what their pride is, and that they have a really fantastic defensive head coach in DeMeco Ryans. So you're going to have to really, you know, be on your P's and Q's. And to answer your question, I like the Bills' tackles, Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. I wouldn't doubt if they get – you know, each of them, you know, has a rep where you say they lost, they got beat. What you have to do is you have to make sure that you win far more than you lose, and, you know, give Josh Allen time and try to at least make some ground in the running game and in the passing game. I think you have to try and keep them off balance and not become one-dimensional.
How much do you think that their prowess rushing the passer from the edges could lead to Ty Johnson playing just a tick more? Sal, not that, like, usually, yeah, like, we think of pass blocking for that role, and it's picking up a free guy coming through the middle more so than, you know, chipping on a defensive end, but that might be called for. You know, if one of these guys, like, I would expect the Bills to try to just get by with Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins. I'm thinking of a Raiders game a couple of years ago with Max Crosby coming in red hot, and they didn't give Brown any help, and Crosby was a ghost in that game. So I think they'll try to just get by with their single blocking them, but they also might want to have just the added insurance, if they need it, of Ty Johnson out there.
It's a great point, and I mean, that is also a way to slow down teams rushing, which is you can leak them out of the backfield. We saw that happen last week,
yep,
with Ty Johnson's catch for a touchdown, and then a little bit later, James Cook's catch for a touchdown. So, yeah, you keep them in there. You play a little bit more of that type of, you know, that personnel. Keep your third down back in. So they know, hey, he can pass block. But, hey, that guy can also go out for a pass. So right, we might not want to pin our ears totally back, and that gives Josh Allen a little bit more time. I mean, if the Texans, and I suspect they'll do this, if the Texans just say, we are going to shut down the run game, that's what the Bills do best, and then if we can do that, you become one-dimensional, we can get after you, I mean, that would be the game plan that I would, you know, try if I was DeMeco Ryans. But, you know, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you have to understand that you're going to have to throw the ball a little bit here. I mean, you're going to have to, in some capacity, try to throw the ball. I do think this is the kind of game where, you know, fans, I understand, want to go for fourth downs and be aggressive. I understand all that, and there's times and places for it. This might not be that game. This might be the game where it's you're in the midfield, and it's, you know, it's fourth and 1.5, and you're like, we're just going to punt the ball away and let the backup quarterback try to beat us, and hopefully they'll make two mistakes when we make one in this game.
I like that you just made the point about, you know, sure, you want to establish your run and all that, but one of the keys, I think, you know, we get so enamored of all the numbers and the 6 touchdowns and the 300 yards and the long plays. I think a key element of last week's win over Tampa was that they increased their first down pass rate and they increased their play action rate.
Yep.
And I think both of those things should be in heavy use against this team.
They are without Jalen Petrie. He is a really good player for them. He's kind of an all-everything safety / nickel. He plays in the box. He's their nickel corner. He plays safety. Their backup is Miles Bryant. Remember that guy from New England? Do you guys remember Miles Bryant? The reason why I'm bringing his name up?
No, I can't say I do.
He is the guy that Isaiah McKenzie torched a few years ago. Remember that game where it was just Isaiah McKenzie left and right and down the field?
Yep.
So I'm wondering, with him in the game instead of Petrie, if the Bills feel there's a matchup advantage they can take advantage of, a matchup. And then that's where I go back to, is this an Elijah Moore kind of game where you get him on the field?
Yep.
We'll talk about it some more tomorrow. Sal, thanks for your time. Enjoy your night.
All right, I got one question for you before I go. Can I ask you? What are the chances tonight we go out to dinner somewhere, and I think we're in New Mexican, me and a few others, Bill Whippard and the radio crew, that we can find the Sabres game on?
Oh, not great.
We did find, when we were in Houston for that Super Bowl, there was a game one of the nights we found a pizza place. We ate pizza. All of us ate like 12-inch small pizzas at the bar, and the hockey game was on. I remember that. This is a long time ago.
Is it on a special channel? 7:30?
No, it's just ESPN Plus. Ooh. Probably around the country, but MSG locally. So.
I will be
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Be able to get it on my phone and just put it in front of me. That's fine. But I always wonder, can I just go in and go, hey, there's a hockey game on. Can you put it on ESPN Plus?
I would love for you to just go to the manager or your server and just be like, where's Calgary Buffalo? How could you guys, know sports?
I might do that.
Like it's Duke, North Carolina basketball.
Right, right. There are good college basketball games tonight. You're probably going to find that more likely.
By the way, home here of Houston, the number one team in the country in college basketball right now.
Alabama, Illinois is tonight, too, I think, in Chicago. Very good. Thank you, Sal. Talk tomorrow.
You too, guys. Bye.
That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, live on the Wester Hotline from Houston. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
6:30 pregame. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.